Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 180 and it's before the Southampton game and I'm joined by Nick. We're just selling and he's bought an Arctic jumper, so we've misjudged the mood because it's quite a mild day today, so he said he's sweating, he's got a hangover.
I'm not sweating yet, but I'm warm.
Do you have a prediction for today?
I'd like to think that we can continue and maybe we'll score another four. That'd be quite nice, so I might go for 4-0.
I'm going a 9-0 or a 10-0 for Ian. What I will say, we'll do a normal one after. I don't think it's right to... I just want to give a tribute, and I think it's often said, and it's not a cliche, that your love for you is shown when you're no longer around, and I think that's a message that we should start telling people. So I love you, Nick. I love everyone. But that the reaction to the shock in life is so cruel and horrible and just so sad, so shocked. You know, there's words that you can't think of, but the response was just an outbreak of such emotion about the man, and that's testament to him that, you know, like what I found was, even if people gave him stick, he had a calm and mild-mannered reaction to let it go over him, but also he'd be helping him out. And the amount of times that I'd get a message or something and I'd say, Ian's the one, please Ian, can you help this lad out? And then I'd get from both of them, managed to sort it, even from impossible situations. He'd help anyone. And like, I don't think our culture, it always changes, but I don't think it recovers from something like this in the way it was, because he was so unique that someone would give so much time and effort for other people. And even with, you know, we had disagreements, but they'd be just like, let's have the way I want it to be, you know, let's have a pint about things and discuss it. And his constant thing, which made me think so many times, was none of us agree or loads of us disagree about the way to get there, but every single one of us, and this was what he said often to me, agrees with where we're going to end up and where we want to go. So the fight, we have to, you know, with extra impetus, get them out, like take on Ian's baton. Every single one of us has to do what he was doing. He's irreplaceable, that's for sure. And I just think, I don't know, it's like reading the emotion from people and the people he'd helped out, and that, you know, like, we all care, there's such a passion about it, but he genuinely cared about Reds, and that's the nicest thing. And it's more like he doted over his daughter. You know, if you chatted to him, we had a talk in San Sebastian, that it's just heartbreaking. And there's no, I'm not mean, like Patrick Swayze, who's supposed to be a really, really nice bloke, his wife wrote a memoir and she went, life is shit and it just carries on regardless. And it's food for thought on how all of us go and react from this, because it's like a seismic moment to a lot of people, you know, the match going community. And I just can't get my head around it. And I've seen, and it's not, you know, more so to the Must lads, Dunk, JD and everyone, Jav, Ian, you know, he meant so much. They share, you know, like, this goes far beyond 90 minutes. You share your lives with people, and I've just been to see them and they're heartbroken. And there's no, like, I don't know, there's nothing, you can just pay tribute, but I hate the fact that we're losing so many people before their time. There's nothing we can do about that, you know. It's a shit at times. I don't know, you've got anything to add now? The impact and devastation will just be immense. And I do wonder, like, you do not get another Ian. And like, on a personal level, as say, we spoke after the European Super League, and he's, you know, he was much more involved talking to the club, and he knew he had a difficult thing, you know, that some of us would never do, but he'd have to, because without an Ian, you don't get those people getting their season tickets back, so you have to have his role. And like, and we spoke for 20 minutes on the Monday, I think, and we both said, you know, like, this has to be a line in the sand. And like, what happened at Old Trafford, but I'm just saying, you know, like, he was fundamental in the response and the immediate outcry and him going to the media and appearing on the media, you know, like, and we said, this is it for us. And he was just, I don't know, we all take United way too seriously, because life, you know, football, United, it's not more important, but it runs entwined with life, and it's just fucking sad. That's all I can say, and my thoughts go to all his family and friends. and he wanted to make United better, and that's my tribute, someone who wanted to make United better. We'll be back after the game, and I hope we absolutely spank these for him, but more important, it's the legacy he leaves and also the legacy of United. Let's get the better United for him, and we'll raise a glass for him in the pub after. Cheers, mate. He will be missed. Right, it's after the game. First of all, to Ian. Clink glasses, lads. To Ian. And that's the most important. It's after the game, so we'll return to what we usually do. And I don't know, I just thought, I've got thousands of notes to go through from pent up, not talking to anyone. I just thought we did a lot of stupid things, and this was the game where we really missed Eriksen. You might think, I was really angry with Bruno, not the ABU outrage. I was angry during the game last week with Bruno, because I thought, it's irrelevant to me, the captain, because the captain's armband, I think, this day and age, there's a lot more significance put in it. We've had so many farces with who's got the armband and then passing it. But just like the bit where he gave up, you know, where the bloke did him, and I know he was angry, and I know the bits that piss us off about Bruno are twice as pissing off an opponent. So I do love him, but you're allowed to say someone you love really pissed me off last week. And it sort of continued. He started all right today, and then it sort of continued. Like, you're playing to the gallery and you're ranting and like tutting away, and he's not the reason. I think, well, Nathan and Nick, it's only us three today. Old Paul hasn't joined us in a dirty protest because he doesn't like the podcast pub. And I said, if anyone's watched the Houston podcast thing where they're doing a podcast and a car slams into their building, watch it. That I thought, we'll get Paul coming in and crashing into us. I thought it was a definite red. You know, you can't do that day and age. I don't like the way VAR slows it down. So they're going to make everything look ten. It's worse than it was at the time. But why didn't then they show the handball at half time on the screens downstairs? That I presume we've not seen it. That's where we don't get to see it. But I just was like, silly passes, silly things today. And we needed someone. We said, how many people have, you know, it's not like I've just said to Nick, like when you're angry and down and flat about the Ralph era or the end of the Van Gaal and the Jose, but it's just like a disappointment that how many of those players actually have a brain to think this game is, even with 10 men, and 10 men, it's not a bad result, but even with 10 men, we could win that with intelligence. And it's like De Gea, he's got the man on the right and he doesn't pass time and time again. I know you haven't got the foot. I thought, Martinez, Nick, who's your man of the match, Nathan? you've had to. The trams are one of the hates of the week on a match day, fucking us up.
Wan-Bissaka, maybe?
I thought, man.
He cleared one off the line, didn't he, as well?
He was the second best player on the pitch today.
Behind
Martinez. He was absolutely. He was flawless.
Shaw was alright. Someone's.
Shaw was good.
But yeah, it was just flat, wasn't it? And like you say, it was definitely a red card. You can't, he went flying in, did he? Like, you can't get away with that. I think we spoke to the cameraman who's literally right in front of where I sit, said at half time that, because obviously he's hearing the commentary or whatever, and apparently for that handball penalty shout, because it came off his chest and then went on his arm, it's not a penalty, apparently.
There's new rules coming out every day, though.
Yeah, no one knows.
You can't even keep up with it.
But we should be. It was just one of them. We shouldn't be relying on getting a penalty to win.
And the Bruno dive and the Rashford dive, come on. Yeah. And, you know, you're better than that. You are better than that.
Yeah, Bruno, he was a bit. No one was great, I think, in terms of attacking wise, but like you say, there was just the number of times where it was just poor passing, and then, like, Rashford and stuff, they were trying to do flicks to each other and it just wasn't paying off, and it was just a bit. Whereas the other night, like, Bruno was amazing on Thursday night. I thought he was brilliant, and I thought, like I said at the time, like, he looked like he was like trying to take control and tell people what to do, and it's like, was the criticism from last week, like, was that very conscious for him to be like, I am the captain, like, I'm, you know,
I am the captain,
but today, like you say, but it didn't pay off for anyone.
But sometimes
really,
so. I think he needs like someone to get a grip, even if Varane then with that experience, who wouldn't, but just say, calm it down a little bit, Bruno. Stop chirping at the ref at this moment. Sometimes it works and it ups your game like a Rooney bit, but sometimes it. But it, you know, far. But it's like I said, like in the second half, you need Bruno to come deep, like a Scholes type thing, get the ball and start playing it. Or we just gave it. We even pre the. Sending off, we gave them. Well, look, we're tired. What is it now? 23 games in 81 days. We're very, very. You can't play that amount of games. You just can't. And the same, but I thought, you know, I thought I would have hoped Eric would have made some subs earlier. I get it. Well, Sancho is disappointed.
One thing. I don't know. I quite like him playing that central, like, floating role that he plays, but I think the second half proved even more so. How, like, I know that, like, Wazza in particular doesn't really like him, but the amount that they had so much more of the ball in that second half because we had no one pressing, and that's what he does so well, and it just helps us just start from high up the pitch, and as soon as he wasn't there, they had so much more time on the ball.
I was surprised to see Ram go off. I mean, it was either going to be him or Sancho, and obviously maybe it's just a case of. You don't want to sort of go too hard in on Sancho because obviously everything he's been through, if he's having mental issues, taking him off isn't going to send a great statement to him. But I think he probably should have been the man that went off for it. And I was surprised to see that because I thought, because we know that White will drop back. We know that he'll get involved in the midfield. We've seen that Nou Camp, we've seen that Arsenal way, you know, there's other games where Leeds, you know, stuff like that. So that's why I thought he might still stay on the pitch as a bit of a target man to try and hold it up to get.
It just changed. It changed the way that we played.
It just didn't work.
But we did say
you're worse without him.
We did say on the train, like, obviously the big question is, there's many fucking questions about the ownership, but the transfer window, obviously we've got to get a striker. Now it might be Kane, part of me hopes it's the Napoli kid, but I hope he's not like one of these ones who does so well at one club and then, but he's scoring spectacular goals and it's one of the two, if we turn up to the party, so many what ifs. But the one thing, like a game like this where Kane has done well against City, is he can hold the ball up so well and almost like become a two-man thing. And we didn't. It's like, maybe I'm being, but Sancho, he just. Mate, today's not the game to take the man on. But there were times when you just think you've got to have an outlet. The amount of time, like we gave the ball, then they're back at us, and it's Southampton, and they're not very good. And the most disappointed thing, I thought we'd absolutely hammer them today. I woke up so. I thought Eric's going to send them out and go, not redemption, but batter someone. We need to batter someone.
Yeah, I think. It was one of them, but I think the game totally changed, obviously, when the red card happened, but
we weren't,
and we were, you know, looking back, I know that we wanted 3 points, but in the end, we were lucky to get a point, because they had the better chances, really. I don't really, like,
well, Bruno's had gone in off the post.
Yeah, there was that, but then they hit the post, and then
you could make an argument, we could have scored 2 and 3 before the red card. Mm. You know, Rashford had a couple of chances, you forget. He could have had one, you know, there was chances that were there. As soon as the red card happened, I was like, we should have put this, not necessarily to bed, but we should beat your head in this game.
You wouldn't have noticed on Thursday, obviously, being at the game, but there was a lot of, till we scored, when then there was just the outpouring, which I love, like me and Nathan said, love seeing a striker so happy to score. You know, like we've had sulky, but there was a lot of arguing, and I think we've done it to death. But what he offers until the penalty box is definitely worth it, you know, compared to what we've had. But he just lacks that touch, you know. And I did, I'm not saying, but what I said when he signed was he was a nearly man, it's the nearly man in the box, but he's better with his all round play than I even hoped. So there's no point, we keep mentioning it, but there's no point keep going over it. We are what we are with him. But what I do on days like today, like missing Eric's, if we get the upgrade, it can quickly turn from when Rashford looked injured. You know, I thought, if we lose him for the rest of the season, then that's a worry. But it's not a sulk, it's just like, fucking hell, I really wanted to come. I hate 2 o'clock Sunday kickoffs. Fucking hate them getting up at selfishly 5:30 in the morning. I just wanted to batter someone today.
That is, like I say, that is the thing that's disappointing about it, really. You just thought the expectation was there. And certainly after Thursday, because 4-1 is a bit of a battering, isn't it, really? You know,
so we did very well second half. There's so many things we got.
Well, that's the thing, though. The thing is for us is we're a second half team, and I started to sit there and think, all right, Liverpool aside, we are a second half team. I'm sat there thinking now, do you know what? I need to move my ticket to the fucking Stretford End, because I'm getting flashbacks to that Van Gaal season. Well, I'm not seeing a goal at our end of the pitch anymore. So when Rashford scored on Thursday night, I give it a proper good little bit of a goon, because I thought, I've not seen a bloody goal at our end of the pitch for frigging ages. So I might have to relocate it and try and see our eight.
But
next
I did the second half on Thursday, and that's where, you know, like last year we would have buckled, and the year before, buckled when you lose to Liverpool, you know, like those next few games are going to be wobbly, and I suppose we've drawn, but it's out of context. And I do agree with Neville, like I do think that was a freak result. What disappointed me is shown with the Bournemouth, which sort of riled me, because I think they're there for the taking. We sort of did alright. I don't think we did great, like Neville said. I agree with him saying it's a freak result, but it showed two things. We've still got a weak underbelly, which I thought we'd erect. When we get battered this season, we get battered. Their heads go down and they just lose the plot. And I thought Rashford saying on the pre-match on Thursday, saying total lost communication and agreeing what to do, which is one little thing on Eric. You've got to nip that in the bud. None of that miscommunication or disagreeing. Like, and again, is that coming from Bruno? I'm not picking on him. But nip that in the bud now, Eric. And also lose your weak underbelly. But they're there for the taking, Liverpool. We've scored once in 7 years. We've made Anfield an inferiority complex. But I hated myself Monday because I was so grumpy. And Nathan's right, shouldn't let it get to you like that. And everything that we've said before the match. But I woke up and I wasn't a good me. I didn't do anything, but I had the arse and I couldn't wait to get to bed Monday night because I didn't want to live that day. And it's fucking ridiculous. But your team gets battered by your closest rivals. And you look and go, like I said, kill the game off at 4-0. Just foul everyone. Everyone take the yellow card if need be. Not smash them red. Just delay play, Spain injury. You know, you're going down today, and they just like lost it completely. To they're going to score again. The ref needs to now like call this off now because they're going to get eighth.
I was strangely zen last week about it, but I think I was thinking about it. It's like it's because, like you say, it does feel like it was a freak. Situation, and I just think I know that we're going in the right direction. Whereas, like last season, or you know, when we were having bad losses under Ole or under Ralph or whatever, it was like, where are we going? Whereas last week, it was just like, I know it's horrible for it to happen, particularly against them, but overall, I think we're miles ahead of where we would have hoped to have been. So, you know, it's just, hopefully it was just a bump in the road. It's like, I've got a mate who's a Liverpool fan in one of my friend groups, and he put yesterday, because they obviously lost, he was like, well, that makes last week irrelevant already for them.
Well, they are a strange, like, so that's, you know, their it's decline. Yeah. They can get it up for us.
It's just a shame that we didn't take advantage of win today.
There's a lovely lady called Merrill just went to Red News Reader, and thanks everyone who said really nice things. We had three in a row going, this is a brilliant issue, which was
you said like, the best
so that was the best pleased
ever.
By it. The campaign starts in, but it's like, she said, I want to see us score 7 against Liverpool in my lifetime. And that's sort of the childlike. I am like, I want to see it.
It was a funny game because, like I say, it was just the timing of those two goals, the first and the second one, and the heads went. And I do think if we'd have taken a chance early on in the first half, like Rashford had a good chance,
they could have wobbled.
I think it could have gone the other way. Because I think they're fragile as well, and I think if we'd have got that goal, It could easily
yesterday not, proved
it. It could easily have been the same the other way.
And I liked Eric saying, "I'm professional." Like straight, he doesn't mess around. There's no like Moyes-esque type things. And imagine if he's saying, "I'm professional." What's he saying to their faces? Like today, it's complete confidence in him. You know, like what this is only going to get better.
Mad last week in a weird way.
It was weird to be okay about it. It was weird.
I wasn't okay.
Don't get me wrong. I was disappointed that we got beat, but it doesn't matter.
It's not disappointment. It's a gut wrenching. Someone has taken out my innards and stabbed me with my eyeballs. It isn't.
You've got to rationalise it though in your brain, and you've got to think about the bigger picture. And I sat and I watched it with my mum, and my dad came, and my dad hates football. My dad went, "This is a proper Rodgering. That's what he's exactly." And I was like, "But it is." But I was like, "They're still getting 3 points. They're still not finishing above us. They're still not winning the trophy this year." So it makes everything.
Okay,
if that's your cup final and you're going to win 7-0 against us every single year, and Liverpool win fuck all, just, then great.
Just not
sign me up for just, that. Do not
just
give
not.
Shit. Rather than beat 7-0 every year, and
not
fuck all.
Let it be Norwich. Let it be Southampton. Let it be fucking Wigan. Let it be Bournemouth.
Let them have it because they'll talk about it forever. But they won't talk about the season.
We
still want nothing.
What do we always say? We quote the Carlo Ancelotti. We cannot have. I cannot, like, I know, and I'm saying not me, but as an 80s kid, I cannot accept. But you've got to let it go.
You're not an 80s. I mean 80s United.
That you can't let that, you cannot let it happen. You just cannot accept it. But we cannot like have the giddiness of the week before where we were so happy.
Exactly,
and we're not. And what we're not doing is we're not swinging from high to low. We are. It was one defeat in 22. That's an outstanding in a run where we've played 23 games in 81. It's just like anyway. Joe Quinn gave me hope. If he can play at 41,
what's he called?
Get the boots out, Barney. Right now. Right, here we go. Nick takes the piss out of me for my pronunciation, says Folk and all this. Right, so they didn't show Red News. Nick, no, but to be fair, the lads are red. They did a little Sky intro, so you may have seen Nick before the final, and he did well. He spoke over, but they didn't show the mag. You're supposed to show the mag. But after all the piss taking over Folk, Nathan, did you notice he said Dynasty? How do you pronounce it? So he said
Dynasty.
It's Dynasty. Yes. So he told me before the game today when I pulled him up, he said, "No, it's Dynasty." I said, "It's not. It's Dynasty."
Right. So two things on this. One, that's what he said to me. And he went, "Make sure you say the word Dynasty." So he said it. So
yeah,
then
but
I
did
said
he say
it.
Dynasty?
No. No, he didn't. Because that'd be weird. Because I don't think I've ever heard that word in my life. And two.
You've never heard someone say Dynasty?
No.
What, Fergie's Dynasty?
I don't know. So there's a lot of things that I don't know.
It's like me and John with Adidas. Oh, don't, let's not start, right?
It is Adidas, and that's fine. But I just always known it as Dynasty. I listen to a lot of American football podcasts, and they say Dynasty. Like aluminium, tomato, tomato.
Right.
Does it really
but
matter?
Going back
it's
to,
still better than Eric Bally.
I'm going to go through my things and then. But going through to my thing that we're in. Like I said to Nathan before the final, we're an extension of my team, so giddy. Like it was a beautiful Sunday, wasn't it? We were all together, we won. You know, like. Sorry, Nick. Nick was away. But it's like, I shouldn't have. If we get hammered, then the extension of my team, unfortunately, does mean I go into a massive grumpy. It's sad, but I am who I am. And then you get the second half versus Betis, and you think, fucking hell. You know, like, and it just frustrated me a bit that they're there for the taking. But things are going to grow, so stop being grumpy about United. One regret is Ten Hag has been so good on the subs, like at half time or early. He was itching to bring on Wan-Bissaka for Dalot, and he didn't. He hesitated. Not saying it might have been any different. Last podcast we lost to I've never seen us lose to Barcelona at Old Trafford. I've seen us lose to Barcelona at Old Trafford in 2019. Apologies for that shocking level, but I try and blur out. Right. me and Nick during, or was it me and Nathan, during a lull in a game recently, started talking about Eric's lovely jacket. So I actually, too, it was a lull in the game. So I was at home Googling it. So, but it's €700. It's a Scandinavian firm. We will take one each if the Scandinavian firm, we'll sell our souls. But I even liked his hat the other night. So I thought, right.
There's some nice stuff on that website.
But stop having an inferiority complex about the fucking Scousers. But I love the way he said on Thursday, he came out on TV and he went, we made a mess on Sunday. I thought, I couldn't love Eric anymore. We made a mess. And I was giddy before Liverpool, go on you.
Yeah, I think we've covered everything really. It was just a bit, like I said, today was just a bit flat, but Casemiro's going to be a miss for the next few games.
Four now.
Is it four?
Because
that's
been
the
sent
second
off.
One. Is that what it was?
Bastard. He was so sorry as well when he went off.
But he knew it, didn't he?
When Wazza listens to this, fuck off Wazza, go on. For being an argumentative twat in the group. Endlessly. I wake up some days and there's 130 messages of rows. It's like, you're having a go at me for sulking after Anfield.
I'll tell you, a couple of things. Yeah, look, that shit, he misses four games. We always thought there was going to be a bit of rotation next Thursday when we play Betis. Casemiro's obviously going to play in that game, though, which he should do. And that is a good thing, is see us through that game. I think everyone's talking like we're already through. And look, we've been prone to a collapse, as we've seen very, very recently, and we've also seen this season. So Casemiro playing in that, I think, is actually not a bad thing. So I think if you want to take a positive out of the situation, hopefully that can be it.
How long is Sabitzer out for now?
I don't know, but I want to see him back.
What's happened to him?
I don't know, he's got an injury.
I didn't even need
him back, because again today...
That's where I'm stupid, I didn't even tweet Sabitzer tonight.
Because today...
I thought Fred should have come on.
Well, that's the thing though, Casemiro was holding... You've got Bruno that was in midfield in front of him. It was almost like a straight line, and then Sancho in a 10. And it wasn't like the traditional, you've got your three that was in there, and the dynamic just seemed odd from minute one. I thought, I didn't see the team until I walked in the ground, because we were selling. And I was sat there working out, thinking, that's not
That was the first thing I put in my notes. I was like, we had so many attacking players on the pitch to start.
Which is fine, and that's great, and that's how we should play at home, when we've been moaning about playing Fred so many years for 200 midfielders, when you're playing at home every week.
When
so
you've
to
got
see
someone
one today,
like
Casemiro,
when you've got someone like Casemiro who will do that job on his own, have all the attacking players.
And I thought, that was great to see that, and I thought, go on, Sancho, take this opportunity. All right, fair enough, and he started okay, all right, he was terrible in the second half, and he should have come off a lot earlier than he did. I thought that Ten Hag was a bit slow with his changes today, if you want criticism on it.
But then if you're going to bring Garnacho and Pellistri, knowing that they're not going to track back, then you're taking the risk. At least, I said to Nick, at least we were having a go. Like, that's the change. You know, it's not a Jose, like, settle for 0-0, that's it, kill the game. We had a go. You know, like, that isn't... It wasn't a boring 0-0 with 10 men. It was quite exciting
This is why I thought Martinez was man of the match today, because the thing is, though, is that, yeah, we had a goal, but the passing from a lot of the players today, Bruno, Casemiro, even when he was on the pitch, was so giddy. Everything was trying to be first time. Rashford was doing the flicks like you mentioned. Everything with Sancho, everything was first time. The only person who had put his foot on the ball and had any composure today was Martinez, and probably Shaw. That was it.
But you said like Martinez was great. No, but he's calm.
He does like a cry turn.
He does a turn against his striker.
I can do what I want. And if they come at me again, I'll just do another cry turn.
He is quality.
He's unbelievable.
No, but they all
like a footballer. He's not a defender, he's a footballer.
Hopefully the cover hasn't cursed Casemiro, and then he just endlessly gets sent off like Lee Catamaran.
Move him into...
Lee what?
I don't know why.
Move him into Lee Catamaran.
Dynasty. Oh God, here we go. Yeah, you may mock. Right, the one
I do mock.
When we said about the chances at Anfield, what I forgot, and I've watched it back, but then I had a sudden Monday in my strop, and I shouldn't sulk, but so angry. Like, I had this Casemiro, it was offside, obviously, but if that had gone in, like, we actually scored, it was offside. But for those 2 seconds, like, Evra's in Bayern. They'll never take... I was so high up in the end, even knowing it was going to be called offside.
I knew it was offside.
But I just wanted to get the ball. Because there's some, you know, when you think that's offside and it isn't. I was just thinking, oh, fucking... I just want to win every game we play.
Well, yeah, obviously. Do you know what? Sometimes I hope we get
especially
beat.
Them.
Today I was thinking, no. Do you know what? I hope we get beat today.
Yeah, but there's that, been that bizarre quandary, wasn't it? When you fucking hated that. Oh, to stop Liverpool winning the league. Do you remember? Yeah. At least we're fucking through with all that fucking shit.
Gotta hope
we are. We are. We're back. We are back. We're just struggling at the time.
I don't know, there's a, like I say, there's a few big games coming up. Like I say, he'll be able to play against Betis. I don't think next weekend's going to be easy. I think Fulham are a decent team at the moment. I think that Paulinho, is he injured? So I don't, because he didn't play today.
I was surprised
today, but,
at Arsenal getting the result they did, to be honest. I thought that
but
might
I don't know if he'll be out for next week, but...
I hope so. There's a lad at my work who's a Fulham fan. He said he's one of the best players I've had in the last 10 years. Said he's that good. So, someone like him could be...
And then we'll start again when we get around. And I love you too, Nathan. You've got to tell people you love them.
I do.
That was a bit before.
So, my hate of the week is the trams. Why do it today of all days? Why not do it at night? That was a pain in the arse, getting away from the ground. 2 o'clock kickoffs on a Sunday, selfishly don't like. Went to the pub last week with Albert. Yeah, not very good parenting. To watch Soccer Saturday because he loves it. Got to a pub. They had 6 screens. 5 of them were showing Formula One. I was aghast. I'm not a Formula One fan. Worse than that. Vroom, vroom, vroom. It was the test. Although it's not called a test. It's called the qualifier. It wasn't even the real thing. And you know what? It all finished. And they all got up. And I've seen this at football. Like, the game ends, isn't it? Right, they do. They do in Cockney Land. They do in Cockney Land.
Seriously?
Yeah. But they all got up.
Nobody up north goes to a pub to watch football.
Well, I fucking hope not.
Or even a race day.
So they all got up at the end. And I thought, like, I've seen this at football sometimes. You know, people, they get up at the end of the game. Surely your whole role is to get paralytic after a game. What are you doing leaving at full-time whistle?
That'd be hard, that, wouldn't it? Be like literally looking through the bushes on a Saturday afternoon at Carrington, being like, what formation are United playing? Looking leading.
So, I said there's this bloke, sorry, offending anyone who likes Formula One.
John.
John.
Fuck John.
Our best mate loves it. Loves it. And I've got a mate from
my dad's
school.
Is
been, he's
been.
I've got a mate who's been three times.
I used to really like it when I was a kid. I used to love it, and I used to get up at like whatever time
it's
in the morning.
Sky Electrics.
And then my dad used to take the piss out of me for doing that. And now he's obsessed by it, and he will literally sit and watch the practice and stuff, the actual practice, the like not even the quality. He will
but
sit there
and
watch,
like
what?
What? Sky Electrics. That's all it is.
Right. I would like
and
to go
Wembley.
Watch it.
All the
and last year when I went to Monaco and I walked, like what is the track? That was good.
Well, I've been Monaco with United a few times, and all I think is, what's the point of using those roads for Sky Electrics? Like, just what's the point? It's just baffling. Right, I'm never gonna. I've never liked. Never
some
liked
like
it.
Cricket, Barney, and you like
I love cricket. 5 days, even better.
Me
make
too.
It 10.
I know.
Right.
Although
so
England have been shit.
Wembley. Obviously, the only downside was the problems getting in and out. And you think after the Euros, I said this, but the thing is, I tagged them in. I was going to, angrily, and no reception, but I made it muted. And then the next day, I said, still no response. They're not going to respond to me, but you think, they were like a list of readers and that, and Reds, commenting on their situation getting in. And you think, if you were doing that, you'd go, I want some feedback about what we were doing wrong. And they didn't even care, and I just thought,
the problem with, like, Wembley, like, because, like, even inside, like, the bars and stuff, it's because it's all... I know that even at Old Trafford, everyone's like, you know, it's casual work. But at least they're there every week, aren't they? And you sort of get better at it. Whereas Wembley is like, there's what, 4 or 5 games a year. And it just feels like everyone who's there and who's involved are just clueless as how to run an event. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just weird.
And especially after
the Euros. Like you were saying, it's the home of football and it's shit.
Right, and then can I add a description of this week? And obviously put in perspective on, like, but my week last week
we'll be back there in a couple of...
Yeah, we will. I would honestly be disappointed. Not if... We might not win another cup, but I think we've got a good chance of getting to a final. And then I'd be fucking, you know, not them. And we don't want... I don't want a Roma. I don't want a I don't want someone with an umbrella and a belt chasing after me selling again. Right, so my week, why I've had the grumps as well, was... Did I say grumps? That, I thought you'd pull me up on that. Right, as I started, I don't know if I mentioned this, because of my AIDS, I had a 50-day course of antibiotic over autumn, and it didn't work. So they put me on a really strong 7 days to help. Antibiotics started Sunday morning. It's not fucking worked. And I couldn't booze, obviously. I knew that. But doing sober, that was hard. And I couldn't even have a fucking coffee. So I have gone through waking up Monday early morning with the right hump, and I couldn't even have a coffee. And they haven't worked.
But in other news, you did ask me for my Pret subscription earlier today.
After I'd got one, I said, at 6 o'clock this morning, I was buying a coffee thinking, I could have used Nick's subscription. Pete, we all turn in the end. But, and thanks to, we had a lot of people saved for the mag. That was to Niall and Luke, who from Northern Ireland, but they've moved to London. Said nice things. Hello.
Yeah. Nice one to come on by the mag.
I had a few people say to me today about commenting about the weather, because he'd obviously seen the posts from the other night. That was very cold.
Genuinely,
it was.
I mean, it should be.
It was definitely
buying
in the top five, because there was that one the other year, wasn't there? Where it was. Was it FA Cup, that one? Was it Brighton?
Wasn't
Cup?
It? Do you remember?
That was snowy. Whereas the other night was just deceptively cold, and it was just the point where it got to about 22, and I was like, I've given up. I can't do this anymore.
You did great. And to be fair, but people accused me today. Did you miss it? I didn't miss it. I don't check the weather reports to miss that game. I wasn't doing it, but everyone, like the regulars, all said, fair fucks.
I've not warmed up from that Brighton. That Brighton in the FA Cup was one of the worst sells you could ever even imagine.
And that's where Steve Armstrong took the photo, and you can't even see me and him in the snow. But we'd actually had a nice booze at the back of the Northern Court, because Albert was up, wasn't it? And then we left, and suddenly a deluge of snow appeared, and it was like, oh, this is... And to be fair, I think both of you said, should we go back? A good fanzine seller never leaves his post. But I always maintain you are a Red Diamonds. They always joke, John and Steve, lightning. And they rang and said, we're quitting. And I said, you don't quit, it's only rain. And they went, it's fucking lightning. I said, stay. It's not fair on regulars.
No,
but the great thing is, then they played the noise of the game has been abandoned. All right, you can start selling now.
Do you know, I was in the ground for that, and it was like a trio of fixtures or whatever it was, wasn't it? And it was
like,
yeah, they played back to back. So it was like, I think PSV had played Boca on the pitch or something like that. So we got in to watch PSV beat Boca, and we were watching that, and that got called off after 75 minutes. And in the south stand, all the Urawa Red Diamond fans, and I'll never forget that football team as long as I live, we're all segregated in the south stand. They'd all got together in where now is that TRA section, in that little bit, and they just looked absolutely devastated. I was devastated. I had to sit there and watch 15 minutes of Boca Juniors, and I couldn't see any more. That's not what I've gone to see.
Here's a question
Rick
for you. Roy Keane, after Anfield, said about the West Ham, it did look odd, I have to say. Again, I wasn't there, sorry. I just can't do them all in this mad scene. But he did. It did look odd. But I just thought they're presenting a lot here. And I thought it's sort of saying, West Ham, this is what we're doing. But Keane had the ump about it. Do you agree with him at all?
Do you mean before
the West Ham Cup game? But he called it out after Anfield, saying they were presenting everything. Because we got the League Cup. Then
yeah, they
Fergie
the League
presented
Cup
De Gea for the clean sheets.
Maybe Ertz came out and got... Yeah. Goalkeeper of the year.
And I thought, I get it, sort of like to show West Ham this is, you know, but I also thought,
I don't mind.
I think when you get
when they, you know, those players and the team have won something, and not everyone was able to see us lift the trophy at Wembley.
75,000 people at Old Trafford, and what? There was 25,000-30,000 fans.
No, I've not. I get that, but do you need to do the clean sheet and everything else?
Yeah, for what day? What are the club record of clean sheets? Yeah. Fucking hell, if Marcus Rashford goes on to play Rain Rooney's Wecker, went a bit Jonathan Ross there. wibbly. 4x, and then, like, you know, you would do a little presentation for it. We did all that throughout Fergie, didn't we? For a variety of different bonds.
But there's no problem with that.
But sometimes.
No, I don't know. It just coincidentally.
I did think at the time. No, but I did think at the time. Freeze. Not in a like.
It just happened.
I'm contradicting myself again. The King had the up about it. And he pointed it out after. Yeah,
it's not always right, though, is it? But the point is, though, is they're just very lucky. It all came for that game. Like, if you'd stagnated it and it was a random game and we played Southampton today and they presented with De Gea a signed shirt of 181 clean sheets, now 182, may add, whatever it is, then great.
He made a couple of good saves.
Yeah, he did again. And that's what he is. Again, it's least about, but his distribution is, and sometimes.
But it's getting worse.
I get, like Deleu, when Deleu has had a good season, but when Deleu is battered, he is properly battered and targeted. And when De Gea has a bad game, it's not a bad game, it's an horrendous game. It's like you're either all or nothing. And it isn't like, I think in halcyon times during the Anfield game when we were in it and I thought we might win, do you know what I put? Eric got his pen out and it was one of those multicoloured click pens.
Oh, that is that the first time you've seen that?
Yes!
I've
not seen that. He
had it definitely on red in the second half, didn't he?
a proper biro, green. Yeah. Blue.
Have
I love those pens.
No, I thought
I like that in him. I like that. Any man who has a green and
red
and blue.
I want to know what his colour coding is.
So that was in. That was literally, if you could time my notes, that was when I thought we were going to win.
Hug.
So the other thing, we're fucking hell. God, don't start doing. What is it? Was that, what is that abysmal song? Pen hug. Two pen hugs. Three pen hugs. But I will. Being dubber in life, I want to be a food critic. Because Rick Stein and Stanley Tucci, who I love, and Stanley Tucci on Italy is brilliant on BBC, watch it. But it's like they never go to shitholes, do they? They never visit, like, the rancid gaff around the corner and they go, I've got the shits from last night. They just go, why can't I have been a food critic?
You want me to answer that?
I don't know. Rick Stein reminds me of you.
What, bold?
Yeah. No, but I fought it for a while, actually. Right. I don't know why.
Then, you know, Fergie loved the Alamo and JFK and was obsessed about it and bought memorabilia. An interesting fact the other week, and I've had a bad back, so I'll link it in there, see what I did, is guess who has, don't look, it's the biggest collection of Alamo memorabilia that he's donated it to set up an Alamo proper museum with all the gear, like the original there. Guess who, like...
We have a clue.
Well, it's not Fergie. Well, you won't get it. It's Phil Collins. What a weird... I thought Fergie loving that was like a weird tangent. Phil Collins, when he was successful, bought up everything. There you go.
Great fact.
You can tell we've not smashed.
I've not got anything else to say.
You can tell we've not
smashed. We're all just thinking of different Phil Collins puns and then we
can't think of that. Right, so what's your hate of the week, Nathan?
The Tories.
That's an unbelievable thing.
I was happy about the... not happy, but I'm glad that the BBC like capitulated this weekend because of the Neville thing. Although, like, me and Nick go and watch West Indies and Charlton, don't we? And they had a little piece on. It was meant to be on Football Focus yesterday, and obviously that didn't get shown, so that's a bit annoying. But
Nathan and Nick don't know. I told Nathan earlier that someone abused West Didsbury's, joked about the FA vase and put the only vase they'll be having is flowers, and I thought, is this non-league bants?
Who put that?
don't. No one. Leave the man alone.
He nearly kicked off yesterday. He'll kick off again in here now. I'll have to hold Nathan back. He got very excited when he saw the West Indies.
Nick became a 1950s man before the game. He went, what did you say? The exact quote.
Oh, I can't remember now.
You went, there was trouble in non-league. That shouldn't be allowed.
Didn't say it like that.
Like, it was equivalent.
It was to that effect, but it wasn't like...
It was 1950s man going, there's hooligans on the pitch.
Hate of the week is... will always be continuously GB News / Matt Le Tissier. Matt Le Tissier is my definite hate of the week, and of his little... he apparently booked a talk, and it was, you know, like a sportsman's dinner kind of thing with him. And it was like, will it be just talking about his...
This was a... So, and this is linked to West as well. They played Squires Gate last week, which is in Blackpool. And he was doing... It wasn't on the same day, but he was doing an after-dinner talk.
And that was the thing. It was kind of... They said to him, will you just be talking about your football career? And he went, no, but I'm also open to an honest discussion as well about life, or words to that effect. And it was just like, no, like, I don't want to hear you talk about your fucking football career, about Megan Taibbi or whatever. That is it. That is it. That is literally all you can talk about.
I shall tell you, because he played beach football with Eric, and we went when the first...
when you stole his underpants?
Well, yeah, it is actually, because we actually got press. They believed the bollocks of, like, we're Red News.
I feel like I should repeat again. Is this when you stole his underpants?
Yes, so we got press. But anyway, the night before, they did a press conference, and we stayed two nights. What are two nights? I mean, fucking some of the stories from those two nights. But we managed to blag, and it was free beer and everything. Anyway, Eric, Matt Le Tissier, and the main promoter, sat in a room. And there were obviously proper journalists and then us ragtags. And we asked Eric a few questions that appeared in the mag, one of which was, what's your favourite moment? I kicked a hooligan, which then became famous. But the funniest thing was, it was about an hour long, and 58 minutes was just everyone asking Eric. And as the hour went on, Le Tissier was getting more and more the hump. And the promoter actually went, has anyone got questions for Matt? And it was like, tumbleweed. And it was like, he had the right arm. So good. But what I will say, like, what a world. Why are we all talking about Match of the Day? Do you know what I mean? It's like, we've got bigger things. You know, not in a... Not, I'm just... the whole thing is so screwed. Well, the whole thing is a bit weird at the moment, isn't it? It's like...
It's gone very weird this weekend, hasn't it?
There's a war 2,000 miles away. This isn't on... You know, it's not...
No, but what he was standing up for is understandable.
I'm just... Like, we're in a weird place in time. The things that we should be focusing on, concentrating, aren't getting discussed. And it's like... I don't know. But, you know, people are skimmed. People are poor anyway. Right. We can talk more and more about this. Eric had a cut on his head, and Nick said, I'm very concerned.
I was very concerned. I still am very concerned about it. The best comment that I saw on Twitter was about him riding his bicycle without a helmet on, and someone on Twitter put, please wear a helmet, Eric, I can't cope being shit again.
Was that Barney who said
that? But it was so brilliant. I thought, God, I don't think we could deal with it yet.
Right, do you know what? Also, Percy Thrower here, the gardening world. I looked at things and I planted some lovely flowers and I thought, they're perennials. Looked at them, is anything sprouting this year? Oh, they're still here, what's that? I thought, I'll dig one up. And the flowers are nice, what's going on here though? But they shouldn't be doing that, they should be dead and cut. I picked one up and I thought, that tube looks like, it's not a tube, it looks like a carrot. I thought, this is strange. I'd fucking planted 40 carrots that had left to die over the winter thinking they were a flower. I must have picked up a packet, carrot seeds. They'd grown well last fucking summer. So they're all dead. So, right. And the other thing, there's one last thing I've got here.
Garden bats.
I had a thought. Well done to anyone who's still listening.
I don't know. Talk, Nathan, for a minute. I've got one last.
I don't remember that.
I wish I was going to Seville on Thursday, I'll tell you that now. I don't know about you, but looking at the weather scene, it was 23, 24 degrees or whatever it was.
But your thing is, we're going to get Seville.
Why is it that? You know what'll happen, don't you? You said, we'll beat Betis, we'll go through, and then we'll get Seville again, and we'll end up going back there. and Nathan's buggered off to Algeria and we can't go. Awful.
I'm just holding out for Budapest. I think we've got a good run. I think, like you say, I think it'd be interesting to see what he prioritises. Like, obviously, we want to finish fourth, but like you say, we've got.
The one today was important. Even though I hate the top four debate, is I don't want to get drawn into like we're third or fourth, and it's like, oh, we need to. I just win today. And
you
want to
be
like,
you want to be comfortable there, so that we can then concentrate on the other cups. But
yeah, that was the thing.
I generally think we'll win another cup. I do think we'll.
One of the two.
For a long time I thought this season's 8 out of 10 or 7 out of 10 maybe, and we're still, it doesn't feel like, we're just a bit frustrated, aren't we? Yes.
Yeah.
That's all you can say about today. It's not like the anger and
there's no anger. No. Like, even today it was just flat, and it was just, but then, you know, on another day we'd have won that, and that's what it is. And I've got every confidence that we'll win on Thursday and we'll get through, and then hopefully, like, looking at the draw, like, obviously we don't know who we've got, but looking at who else is in that draw, I'd back us to beat pretty much everyone. Like, I don't want to get Arsenal.
From being an easy tournament to Roma, Juventus, I do think it's harder. It's harder than the Stockholm. You ain't going to get an Anderlecht quarters, Celta Vigo semi. It's going to be tough.
The Europa League is it's like the League Cup in a way. The League Cup people like took the piss at work and stuff, going, oh, you won the League Cup Mickey Mouse trophy. I'm like, well, if you look at the last 10 winners of that trophy, it's either been us, Liverpool or City. And the three best teams in the country, pretty much thereabouts, with Arsenal included. So I don't really think that people can say that about the League Cup anymore. I think it's changed. And I think the Europa League, as you say,
look how happy we are. If you've done the treble, the League Cup is going to be looking like a redundant thing. But the League Cup matters to what it comes next. And also, the fact that Varane and that are celebrating it like that. And the celebrations were fucking great.
I loved it.
And it's only 2 weeks ago. That's the madness.
Casemiro just thinks he's winning the fucking trophy. Yeah, Casemiro's not sat there going, oh, this is a League Cup.
But they would have told him. But the madness of this season means, it's only 2 weeks ago we were in the pub. It feels like a month ago. That's how bomb. The one thing from Wembley that I thought, I have a flashback to someone saying, I'm going toilet in the pub at Wembley, and another lad who won't be mentioned going, do you want a wet wipe? I was like, what the fuck?
You carry wet wipes?
It's like, well, obviously. So anyway.
Apparently so.
There's a hard thing. I think a lot of us bringing it back. Have you got any glass things to say? To Ian, like, life is so horrible and cruel at times, and it makes you think how what you do and like do the things that we often put off. And it's hard because obviously we're all, you know, like skin and things, but like, there's so many good people we've lost, and he was a good person who tried his hardest, and like, on the wall of people that we've lost, he should be there, because he'd help out anyone, and there'd be 100 people listening, hope, you know, going, he helped me, he got my ban overturned. And that, if that's not as good as anyone, because we're all just fucking players in all this, but you know what I mean. But actually, someone who did make a difference, then cheers, Ian. And you will be fucking missed.